Praise the Lord. Reverend David, I know that normally I would just introduce you to preach, but I introduce you to do whatever it is that you do. And we love you deeply, and thank you for your patience with all those announcements.
Oh, praise the Lord. I loved hearing all the good reports. I love to see God's people and God's church doing what we're called to do. Pastor Craig, while you were talking just a minute about radio, my mind went back to 1968. I was 7 years old. My dad had just moved. My dad and mom, we were pastoring down. I was all of seven, as you know, helping my dad at that great age of seven. But anyway, we moved from Pompano Beach, Florida, to Jacksonville, Florida. And when he got there in 68, the church was probably about maybe a little bit shy of 100 people. And I don't think, let's see, 68, my dad would have been 38. And the Lord said when he got there, if you want to minister beyond these four walls, go on the radio. So he did it a little bit differently. I don't know if the radio station that you're on is dedicated just to the gospel or Christian music. It is. Okay, so the radio, my dad's instructor, there wasn't a radio station in Jacksonville, Florida that was strictly Christian, just in their programming. So we went on, it was country gospel, a hybrid. And WBIX, radio 1010 on your AM dial. I can hear it right now. And he went on that. And he was a little bit different. My dad was not only a pastor and a preacher, but he was a songwriter and a singer. And he would start the radio program. It was a 30-minute program. And he said, I'm just going to play about 5 minutes of some worship music. I'm going to preach for about 10 minutes, and then I'm going to start praying for the sick. This was on a secular hybrid country gospel. So it was a mixture of both. My dad's radio program became so successful and so known in the city that the owner of the radio station turned the whole station from country gospel to gospel. But it just wasn't. I think my dad was a pretty good preacher, and I thought he made a really good radio program. But the fact that he started ministering to the sick over the radio station, our church went from 100 people in just a very short time to over 500 people, because people came not just for the preaching and the teaching, but there was a voice in the city that they knew, if I can just get there, he'll pray for me. If I can just make it to that preacher in that building, they lay hands on people. They believe in healing.
And our radio broadcast is called The Voice. That's the name of it, The Voice, to be a voice over the airwaves. And I think our congregation, we need to pray more that this would succeed and that people would reach, that they would hear it, because we're an oasis in the city in terms of the word and the spirit. There's not that many churches like us, believe me. Thank you, brother. That really blesses me.
And so the radio program is called The Voice. Okay, my dad's program was called Wisdom from the Word. And he even wrote, I can hear the song. He wrote a theme song, from the word of God, dun, 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 wisdom from the word. Brrr. But this is 1968. Things have changed a little bit. Jessica, I got to do this right now. You come back to the piano. Come up here. It's all right. The water just fell out under the power. Both of you come in. Let's just stand together. Guys, can we just be the family today and flow in the Holy Ghost? More than one prophet. Just, I'm going to stand here and all three of us are going to face the congregation. More than one prophet said, in the last days, the spirit of seeing and knowing will be in and on the church to a greater degree. And you'll see and you'll flow together. And you'll see gifts that God joins together. And the end result thereof will be great increase will come to my church. God is always up for increasing his local church. In order to do that, he's got to increase the anointing. Yes. In order to increase the anointing, there's got to be a restoration of order of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and teacher. I've heard Brother Copeland say more than once, just before the catching away of the church, that we haven't seen the fullness of the apostle's office. We haven't seen the fullness of the prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. But before the catching away, you'll see a restoration of authority and power. And what will bring in that authority and power, there'll be reverence that results in presence. Reverence that comes by worship that results in presence. And then when that presence and that awe and that honor of God brings the majesty of God back among his people, you'll see a restoration of authority that sets things in order. And even the voice of this house can't be contained within these four walls. So when you just started talking about the radio and the voice, the amplification of the voice, not just preaching and teaching, because Jesus did three things: preaching, teaching, and healing. Preaching, teaching, and healing. So I was just remembering my dad's program. And it actually, 68, and he was at that church for 10 years. So he basically had a radio program that blew up. So after the radio program blew up and the church grew, because there was a church not only preaching and teaching, but my dad would pray for the sick all the time. You know, we kind of grew up in tent revivals. That was our heritage. And so he was very familiar with the healing anointing because he was the organist for Oral Roberts. So funny how things like that happen. How God sets things in order before you're ever born. And all you have to do is just show up and grow up and say yes. Isn't it something how God has a plan for your life? Think about the spiritual lineage of that, but the genius of God. Brother Copeland calls Oral Roberts his spiritual father, and he is. My natural father played the piano for Oral Roberts, Kenneth Copeland's spiritual father. I'm my dad's son who plays for Oral Roberts' spiritual son. You can't design that. Pastor Nancy calls it the divine genius of God. And you preach a message is just show up. Just get to where the anointing is. And that's a paraphrase. Thank God for the internet. Thank God for radio. Thank God for TV. But I'm addicted to the anointing. You can be addicted to what you want to be. And there's all kind of things offered you in our day and time. I'm addicted to the corporate anointing. So it started with radio. The radio program blew up. And it changed that station, again, WBIX. The station is still there. Then it went all gospel. Then these other voices by the name of Kenneth Hagin, Jimmy Swaggart, Kenneth Copeland, all these others went into WBIX. Not that my dad's anything great. He was just in the right place at the right time, and he obeyed, and he, like John the Baptist, someone greater was coming. Jesus was coming after John. Kenneth Hagin and Kenneth Copeland were coming to that radio station, but God used a little guy exactly my height called my dad to be the first one that punched a hole, and then other voices, actually with more authority and a greater expanse than my dad had. But it took one man obeying. Sure took one man obeying. So then after the radio station, the local TV stations started calling my dad. Guys, there was no Pentecostal preacher. Now, they would put First Baptist downtown because they were predictable. My dad was not predictable. They did things, their definition, decently in order, which can sometimes be another definition for dead. They would go out on a limb. And do you remember the days? Now, if you're less than 40 or so, you may not remember this. When there were, in the United States, there were three channels. Today you have like 800 channels. This is pre-cable. There were three channels, NBC, ABC, CBS. And then this other local thing that you never could, you know, get even to come in. You know, you had your rabbit ears on top of the thing, and you were even stuck tinfoil on top of those, and you look like Einstein or something trying to get electricity to hit your house so you could get something into view. The local TV stations called my dad because of what happened on the radio, and they said, "We want you to come on our television program." This was unheard of for a Pentecostal guy. And so thank God my dad had Oral Roberts in his background and other healing evangelists as well, that he knew, you know, to take the door. But he was smart enough. Don't be like the other programs on there. Don't go in there as a talking head. Go in there with the power of God. Go in there not in word only, but in demonstration. Like the Apostle Paul, "My preaching and teaching is not in plausible words of man's wisdom only, but is in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that the faith of the people does not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." So my dad went on the local TV there in a slot that nobody else wanted, 5:30 a.m. Who is even up? But he took the choir with him, and he started it with worship. Amen. Little side thought, those Pentecostal women didn't know they were allowed to wear makeup. Now, some of these things, I don't know if they translate in Canada, but in Pentecostal old line, yeah, oh my God, wear makeup, go to hell.
That's the church she grew up in.
That's the church, you know. My God, never a pair of pants was worn, nor earrings. No, way. And never. Oh my God, don't let your knees or your elbows be shown. God knows that knees and elbows will send a man to hell if he even looks at them. This was the environment. This was the legalism. But my dad was smart enough. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a little bit different. I'm going to take the choir up there, and we're going to worship, and I'm going to speak for just a few minutes, and then I'm going to pray for the sick. So then the television side blew up. And there's another story there that basically, if any of you remember Rex Humbard, Akron, Ohio, my dad was opened a door for Rex Humbard, who had a greater ministry in expanse and notoriety and effectiveness and resources. My dad's just a local pastor. You understand that? But he obeyed. Again, he acted as a John the Baptist, and something greater was coming. And you're pretty great, and you're pretty awesome. And you're not just a pastor, you're an apostle. You obey. And through your obedience, it'll be a door that an intensity of the voices that carry this message and this mandate and this healing anointing, you won't be the only one. You do what you're called to do, and it'll open a door that many other voices. I heard it while I was standing there, and my mind went back as a 7-year-old kid, and I just wanted to go to the radio station and watch my dad do the reels and do all of that. And then in 70, I would have been 9. And I wanted to watch him, you know, work the camera. All of it was a setup to bring healing. But it wasn't just for our local church. It birthed things that changed the state. And it brought other voices in because of one man's obedience. You'll never know what your one act of obedience. It's a setup. It's a setup. Did any of that make sense? So some of these things, if you don't act on it right then in the service, it gets away from you. And I'm like, I just have to stand with this man and you, this woman who's wearing pants to church, my God, and earrings and makeup. Oh, my God. We're in revival, restoration, Jesus. And you can even be anointed and wear pants to church and earrings. About split our church when my mom wore earrings. They called her Jezebel because she wore. I could tell you so many stories. We'd be here till dark. Father, this voice, this radio, this amplification of not just preaching and teaching and declaration, but this amplification of miracles. It'll be a sign that makes people wonder. It'll verify. It'll validate. It'll bring validation to the message. This isn't just a talking set of series or a talking set of sermons, but it'll be signs and wonders and demonstrations, and people will write in and they will call in and say, while you were preaching and while you were proclaiming, the healing anointing came by way of the radio into my car and into my house and hit my body. And they'll begin to have restoration of body parts, and legs and limbs will change, and things will be removed, and cancer will be gone, and growths will be gone, and tumors will evaporate. Because of the healing anointing with apostolic authority and power that'll be proclaimed from this platform by way of the airways. And I hear it on the inside of me. Radio is just the start. There are other things of which I don't know. Yes, another degree in that that is greater, but many other doors will open up to you, one right after another, swiftly. Like never before. You'll walk through one door, and hardly before you can take two or three steps in that door, there'll be four doors right before you. And I'm not talking about a sedan or a car. The doors will multiply. Thank you, Jesus. And don't look at any of the doors and say, my God, it's too much. I don't know if I can do all of this at one time. I am El Shaddai. I am your source. And heaven's supply is released unto this couple. And heaven's resources, even with angelic assistance and angelic activity, is on the move right now, activated by your words, by your faith, and by your obedience. It will be facilitated and platformed and catapulted off of the reverence of this house. The reverence and the honor for God that is in this room will bring you in even to another room. And the hand of the Lord is upon you. The hand of the Lord, the hand of authority is upon you to root out, tear down, plant, and build. The hand of the Lord is upon your hand. At times you'll stretch out your hand and you'll say, we're going east. We're going east, and then we're going west. I'll direct your hand. You'll give a command. You'll stretch out your hand, but my hand is in your hand, for in your hand is an apostolic plan. And you'll know when to and when not to. You'll know when to go. You'll know when to stay. You'll know when to prophesy and preach and proclaim. Why? Because behind you is people that know how to pray. And even as Elijah of old, he repaired the broken down altar. And there is a repairing of the altar of the Lord in Toronto. There is a repairing and a restoration of the altars that have been stolen and manipulated and prostituted and no longer give place to the presence. But by way of prayer and reverence, the altar is being reformed and restored. And off of that base in this place, they'll call you a power base. Jesus, Kenestai. All of it will be done. But I hear it again. There'll be no lack of money. Heaven's resources are your supply. Heaven's resources are your supply. Look not and say 4 months or 4 years or a year. I'm telling you, it's in this place, and there'll be many changes, yea, even this year. Not at the end of the year. Right now. Divine order. Divine order. Thank you, dear Father. You seem to say on the inside of me, it's very important for the people of this house to listen with spirit ears. Be very maneuverable. Be very quickly to hear and obey. Be very quick to hear what the Spirit has to say. Be very quick to set things in order. And how will we do that, shall you say? If you pray, you'll know the way. If you pray, if and when you pray, I'll reveal the way. I'll reveal the way. This is not a normal place. This is a power base. A hub. A wheel within the middle of a wheel. Many spokes. Many spokes from this hub. Many spokes. Many, how do you say that, Lord? How do you say that? Like tributaries. Like conduits. Like aqueducts that take water to places. But they have a main source. They have a main source of water. They have an origin point. Very important. Very important. Much prayer in the beginning of this year. Much prayer will bring accuracy, proficiency, will sharpen the tools. Much done. Pastor, I'm just speaking by the Spirit as best I know how. Sometimes these things are a little bit hard to articulate in English. Do you remember, it's either a parable, I don't know, where God called the 11th hour workers. And the ones that were previously with the hand to the plow and been there basically all day long. And then there was not enough. And so the master and the head foreman went out and hired. And he paid them the same wage. You'll do more in this year than all the years of your ministry combined together. And there'll be no lack of money. All the money. 11th hour wages. 11th hour workers qualify for 11th hour wages. My God, the glory's here. I'm speaking by the Spirit. 11th hour workers require by necessity 11th hour wages. Heaven's resources are open unto you. Guide, direct. Bring into the natural what you see by spirit eyes and a spirit view. A lot of wages do you. The wages reserved for the reapers who have harvested down my fields. And so, Lord, help me just be accurate. That's all I'm asking. More done this year than all the other years put together. I want to say that, Lord, I think it's you. And if you take all the finances that have come into your ministry and all the previous years and put them together, this year will exceed them all. Because he found 11th hour workers that realized the urgency of the hour, the urgency of the situations, not just in this nation, but in others as well. Prophet to the nations, God, I must die. Can you lift up your hands and give reverence right now? Sometimes I can't pull out of a place like this and go to a lower level. Ashtakaye, 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 Ashtakaye. Pastor Jenny, are there people that pray here? And if I just say the prayers, I mean, everyone's called to pray, but then right on, are there some designated prayers for this ministry? Are they in this room right now? Stand up. Stand up. Is there more than one? There should be. Astakaye, come here. Come here. Very important, the proficiency in prayer. When God is on the move, and when angels are on the move, demons and devils and counterfeits attack Many. You have a prayer team? I want the prayer team. I want the prayer team. Many is the plan that has been short-circuited that was given birth to a man because there wasn't the prayer force behind it. The United States has the Air Force. We generally send them in, even stealthily, when we're taking another nation. When we're going in with the general forces, they go in and they do things stealthily. We have our Air Force in the United States, but every church needs a prayer force.
Prayer school. If you're in prayer school, come up quickly.
Move quick.
Makalisti. Regular attender of prayer school. Regular attender, come up.
I'm going to stand up here so people can see me, but just come up here because I'm getting ready to lay my hands on you. And so this is just a Holy Ghost worship service this morning. I'm so glad there's so many. Reikistai. Guys in the prayer department, can you look at me just for 1 second? Can you open your eyes and look at me? Thank you for ushers. And sometimes I don't go slow. I never go slow. I don't have time to go slow. There's two areas that when God has found an apostolic base, He'll attack the prayer and He'll attack the praise. Just mark it down. There's nothing new. He can't come with anything new. I've seen it all my life. You must understand that my dad was a pastor, but not a normal pastor. My dad was more pastor evangelist. Now, where did he get that? Well, God initially had him run with Oral Roberts. Can you understand that? Some pastors act in a hybrid situation. Some are just pastor teacher. Some are pastors that lead toward the evangelistic side. I mentioned him just a minute ago. Rex Humbard was that way. So my dad was most closely associated with pastor evangelist Oral Roberts. And I just said his name. He keeps getting away from me. Rex Humbard and the Humbard family. And then T.L. Lowry and some other that leaned evangelist. Now, I have always leaned toward prophets. I did pastor for 13 years, and I love pastors, and I love the local church. Everything that I feel, sense, see, and say, and pray has to do with the fulfillment of Brother Hagin's prophecy. What is God doing in the last and final days? He's building strong local churches. Notice, churches, plural, churches, not just one. Churches. But there's a caveat to it, that know the move of the Spirit. You will not have a move of the Spirit without prayer in your base. You will not have a move of the Spirit without praise and worship being a priority. So it's so clear to me, and I've seen it time and time again, both working with my dad and then working with Brother Copeland and other prophets as well, that if God wants to wreck a plan, He hits the prayer and He hits the praise. But you can head Him off at the pass. Because even when there's much angelic activity and angelic assistance that we just prophesied about a minute ago, make no mistake about it. There's always going to be some, defense to your offense. You're going to take territory. There'll be demons and devils that try to stop you, but they can't prevail. If prayer prevails, demons will not prevail. If prayer prevails, I have to obey right now. In Jesus' name. I'm going to say, I got to get back up here because I'm so challenged vertically. Listen to me. Pastor Nancy has said this, and I heard other ministers say as well. When a minister directed by the Holy Ghost lays hands on you, there is a portion of everything in every man that laid hands on him coming through that man. Can you understand that? There is a portion of every association that that man has walked with that comes on you by the laying on of hands. It's not me. I'm a helper, for heaven's sake. I help prophets. I help apostles of the last days. But there's been high-level impartations on my life, and I didn't do anything to deserve it. I just showed up and got in the right place, and people would lay hands on me, and they would speak over me. The highest prophets of the land. Well, accurately so. Everyone that has laid hands on me, there's a measure of that that comes from them through me to you. And the end result is God's plan gets done more efficiently and effectively. It increases your effectualness in prayer. Does that make sense? Jesus, we worship you. It stands fire. There's sharpen. Sharpen the tools. Seeing and knowing how to direct. Fire. Sharpen. Oh yeah, yeah. Even in the midnight hour, you're strong enough in your body. Get up and pray. Where others can't sustain the load that you can, you have the ability supernaturally to get up in the midnight hours and pray, and God will restore your sleep to you. Sharp. Fire. In Jesus. Doors. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Much more for you. Much. Jesus. Jesus, thank you. I'm going to go to the other end. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, can I get everybody to lift up your hands and just lift up a voice of worship here real quick? Thank you, Lord. Let's be the church here for just 1 second. Lift up your voice. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Great increase to the plan. Great increase, great power made available, great power made available to the woman, to the man, power on tap, power in a reservoir, power to tap into like never before, like deposits of money into a bank account, and you just tap into that and you draw out of it as needed and is necessary. Power on reservoir, in the reservoir of prayer, made available by these. Sharpen doors. Accuracy. Yeah, accuracy, yeah, accuracy. Jesus, fire, fire. Sharpen, sharpen, sharpen. Edabahaya, edabahaya. Yeah, much through you, much through you, much through you. Miketeya, miracle. Mikasono, yadabo, yadama. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And one more time, we lift up our voice in worship. Can you help me here? Something happens when you that are seated there. Let's lift up our voice in worship just here for a second. Jesus, we worship you. Not spectators, but participators. I'm so dependent on the corporate anointing. I can't do one thing without the corporate anointing. My goodness, a church full. Lord, I heard that earlier, and I didn't want to say it. Why would I be scared to say anything? If I get it wrong, you're not going to be upset with me. That other thing. 5,000 praying, praising, prosperous people await you. Just a moment ago, I heard 5,000 praying, praising, prosperous people. Prayer, power, prosperity. 5,000. Await. Hmm. two fish and five loaves, the obedience will produce 5,000 voices. 5,000 united voices. Prayer, praise, prosperity. And it's in that order, Lord, isn't it? That's something. I can see that now. When I gave voice to it, starts with prayer, erupts in praise, produces prosperity. End result, power. Thank you. Mastakaye. Sure. Peter, kosele mastai kadaboushtai kai. Erusta ngedideshe. Stay close, Peter. Stay close. Stay close. Stay close. Stay close. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Satan will not sift you. Fire. The eyes of our understanding sharpened and enlightened. Jesus. Jesus. Prosperous man. Prosperous plan. Prosperous man, prosperous plan, prosperous man, prosperous plan. Mekia, makade, fire, thank you. Fishinote, asconoda, aspanada. Thank you, Jesus. Much, much. Thank you, Jesus. Fire. Jesus. What is that, Lord? From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Wholeness. Jesus. 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 Thank you. Ebastai. Well, something happens when we just start worshiping. So we magnify. So we magnify. So we glorify. So we magnify. So we glorify. Just pray on. You can't lose me. Go anywhere you want. Just play anything. Turn her up a little bit. Just say, Edemahastai. My God, your whole church is prayers. All right. Miracles, 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 miracles. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. David, fire upon you. Fire upon you. Give voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Miracles. Miracles. Lord, I'm trying to pray about other things and I keep hearing myself in English say miracles. 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 Oh, we burst in a place of prayer. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and they began to magnify and glorify and give voice to the plan, because the Holy Ghost was falling by way of fire upon a man. Miracle increase. Pashta yanamoste. Godesta. Moranesta, Lord, his destiny, his destiny, his destiny. Yeah. Just lift up our voice in tongues there. Sometimes there's the anointing by impartation through the laying on of hands. It even goes to a higher level to bring a manifestation of his plan. When the impartation happens by way of presence. Just go all in on worshiping Jesus here. Don't try to figure out what's coming next. Just go all in to the face of Jesus before the throne. Before the throne. Blessing and honor, glory and power, wisdom and riches, and strength be unto the Lamb of God that sitteth upon the throne. Crying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. All in, all in, all in, all in. To the Wahiyatakai. In the book of Acts, before the church plantings, before the fire, before the miracles, before the 3,000 saved in a day or 5,000 saved in a day, before Peter walking down the street and people being raised up on beds and couches that just came in his proximity, before all of that, before the tongues, the initial sign, before that next level of increase, one thing. And there was a sound that came from heaven. And when the day of Pentecost was fully, it was time. It was a moed. It didn't happen, but it was on the calendar of God. There was a day for Jesus to be born. There was a day for him to die. There was a day, actually, for him to be conceived. These things don't happen by accident. So what God does is he backs up because he knows it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. He told more than 500, head to the upper room. You'll be endued with power from on high. Wait. He told them, go into all the earth. Preach the gospel to every creature. But before you go, wait. Head to the upper room. You'll be endued with power from on high when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So what did they do? Pastor Jenny, they didn't even... How could they know fully what they were praying about? There was something that was going to happen that never had happened before. So they just started praying. What, they just showed up. 500? No. 120. 25%. Kind of mirrors the four types of ground in Mark chapter 4. It's never the masses. It's never everybody. It's just he that has an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say. You check me on this. The one line that keeps getting repeated more than any other line in the New Testament, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. There's churches that do not have an ear and they don't want to hear what the Spirit has to say. And if they did hear it, they wouldn't do it. So it does require an ear to hear, to even pick up the signal. Are you listening to me? Now see, for my part, from now to the catching away of the church, anybody that I am divinely connected to, it's not about me. It's about an assignment, just like my dad, a greater assignment on somebody else. Anybody I'm divinely connected to, I have this little teeny slice, make sounds where something can come from heaven so they can do what they're called to do. So that's why I go in places. You notice I don't put together a cantata. I don't put together a great performance. I don't put together, I don't think, music that blows people away. I go in and I just, what can I do to hone in? Where's the sound? Where's the sound? Where's the sound that can apprehend what's in heaven that needs to come in earth? Okay, help me talk. Help me pull right now with your faith right now. Pastor talked about it a minute ago. Jesse Duplantis going to heaven. And he heard and he saw things, and it's hard to give utterance to it. But he did not see God as a buddy and a best friend. He was in awe of the majesty and the honor of God. He was overwhelmed. And even those that hold post and position there, the 24 elders, isn't it something? This is the year 24. And the 24 elders, they cast their crowns down at the throne of ground. They're wearing robes of white. Those are not angels. They're seated. You have no scripture for an angel ever sitting down, but the 24 elders are seated. That's authority. But what is their main responsibility? It says they cast their crowns at the feet of Jesus, and they worship, and they worship. You want to know what 24 is? Just like the 24 in elders in heaven, that worship surrounds them. 24, the year of restoration of worship and reverence back to the house of God. And when we get that, it will be on earth as it is in heaven. But two cannot walk in the same place if they're not in agreement. You want on earth as it is in heaven? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then earth has to do what they do in heaven. They have divine order. They have the 24 elders robed, wearing crowns, seated, place of authority. Authority and order has to come back into the house of God. But the only way you get there, what do you see? The predominant theme, that even with all that authority seated around the main throne where the king sits, 24 elders, day and night, worship, worship, worship. I was going to talk about that tonight. I will. I like hearing things that rhyme. It didn't come to me that way. There is more in 24. There is more and more. But I had two numbers come to me. Are you listening to me? At 2:15 this morning. I knew it was him. I heard 11. That was the 11th hour wages that had been set aside for the 11th hour workers. Richard Roberts had sent me a clip of a man preaching about the 11th hour workers. I woke up and heard 11 and went, oh, I never listened to that Brother Roberts sent me. I never listened to it. I just woke up and heard 11. And the Spirit of God said the 11th hour workers will need 11th hour wages. The money's coming. So then I remembered that sermon. It's 28 minutes long. And the part he wanted me to hear didn't happen until the end. So I'm close to 3:00 in the morning trying to find that. I turn that off and I hear 24 in the year of 24. Immediately the Spirit of God said, look up the place of the 24 elders around the throne and what they do. And when worship and authority is restored to my house, it will be on earth as it is in heaven. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? And unless we get the divine order of heaven on the earth, we won't have days of heaven on the earth. I'm speaking ambiguously. I'll try to make it clear tonight. All of this came between 2 and 5 a.m. And then I said, Lord, I really need a few hours sleep before I go to church. It has to do with your seat of authority. It has to do with apostolic power. But it also has to do, that will be preceded and predicated, conditional too, preceded by people lifting up their hands. Hand of the Lord. Let's talk about that a minute. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he outran the chariots of Jezreel. He made up for all lost time. Everybody else was out ahead of him. But he positioned himself on top of Mount Carmel after a showdown, after getting rid of the false, bringing the truth. Lord, I can see that. That's what you said a minute ago. Repair the altar. Then he set things in order. Then he went up top of Carmel and he told his servant, go to the sea and tell me what you see. I see the cloud like the hand of a man. And the prophet said, you tell him to get up and start riding, for I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. The hand of a man, John Osteen said it like this, the hand of a man is five fingers. It represents the fivefold ministry. You ever heard this before? Most of you have, I'm sure. The apostle, the prophet, the pastor. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. There are designated places where there's apostolic authority, and you can't quite figure out what the house is. Why? Because it's apostolic. It just reaches down and flows with whatever gift is needed at the time. The apostle touches all of them. You know that. I heard one minister say it like this. He said, well, that's the apostle, the prophet, the pointer finger, giving directory. Most churches would not do. They're afraid of apostolic power, and if a prophet, they can't even spell it, and if he came in and operated, it'd scare the thunder out of him. He would be quickly disinvited. Because there's loss of authority. When you have a loss of authority, you have a loss of power. Somebody said, why don't we see the book of Acts, power, miracles, and because you don't have the authority in order. Okay, I'm going to, evangelist, why? The furthest reaching. The pastor, the ring finger, the love finger. What about the pinky? The teacher. Well, he's the one that goes furthest in the ear. I got that from Mark Brzee. So I had preached that before out of 1 Kings 18 and you know, spirit and power of Elijah, where I thought I was going this morning. But the Lord said, notice this, that the hand of the Lord, I said to lift up holy hands when you come into my presence. To bless the Lord, I would that men everywhere lift up holy hands without any wrath, without any division, strife. Lift up holy hands without any wrath, without any doubt, without any fear. The lifted hand is always a place of worship. The lift up, he said, those fivefold gifts, I've never said this before and I've never heard anybody say it, and it was not on that message that Brother Robert sent me. He said, the church's place, when they will get into a place of worship, they actually lift the hands so the fivefold ministry can fulfill my plan, but it's all preceded by worship. And if the church will bring worship back and reverence back and an awe of the majesty and honor of God by way of worship, 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 that precedes those fivefold ministries stepping into the place, because it's a prepared platform by worship. Moses had to have Aaron, and help me here, Aaron and Hur, stand on either side. As long as Moses' hands were lifted up, what is that? The fivefold office in place. How will you lift up hands? By way of worship. If we can get worship in order, the gift is there. The calling's there. But manifestations of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, and the fullness thereof must be preceded by worship and prayer. Worship and prayer, just like it's a lifting of the hands. But that's what he said to me, and I saw it so clear this morning. I said, that's worship. The hand of the Lord coming upon, and the spirit of power of Elijah. But it's not just the apostle. It's all fivefold offices. He said, that's right. And that's why I'm sending you to places to get the worship in order. And when the worship gets in order, that's the lifted hand elevating those offices to their place of proficiency by way of presence. He's never said that to me ever before this morning, close to 5 o'clock. So that's just your assignment. I knew that was my assignment. Does it make sense? I knew Brother Hagin's prophecy. We've not seen the fullness of the apostle, the prophet, evangelist, but you will. But you will. I'm almost done. And then Brother Hagin said this. He said, you haven't seen the fullness of that office. I and others have stood in partial measure, he being a prophet teacher. I went back and listened to that and read it. I thought, my God. I've been in Kenneth Hagin meetings where you didn't want to even take a breath. There was so much glory and concentration. And he himself said, I stood in partial measure. But you'll see those offices stand in fullness before. Kenneth Hagin, Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne, Dr. Dufresne, John Osteen, all of them, partial measure. But fullness is coming. 24, divine order. 24, the elders in a place of worship. Notice they're elders, not novices. Much I want to say about this. If I have utterance, I'll get there tonight. You might say I had a visitation between 2 and 5. I didn't see anything on the outside. I heard it on the inside. He said, you tell them, I said. The lifted hand and the hand, just like you learned from other prophets, as the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. But they have to be lifted up by the prayer and the praise of the people. Then the effectiveness and the proficiency of their office is not a problem. If you can get the church to reverence the presence, there'll be a performance of the things said. I just want to lift my hands in obedience. Lord, I'm so humbled. I know that was you. I saw you. Not physically, I saw you. I saw you take a hand and lift it up. You told me this morning early, that's the fivefold office, that you would send me places just to change the sound and bring heaven into the room. That's my part. That's primarily worship. And then those fivefold offices would be elevated in their rightful place. And I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn this back to Pastor. Sorry I didn't preach or teach this morning. I just had to flow. Lord, I hear that. I can't. I can miss it. I just rather go for it. Because if I leave a service going, I chickened out and I didn't obey. It messes with my nap. And I really need a nap. Really need a nap. I keep seeing someone that it's shooting pains down the right side. You might say perpetual back problems, but he didn't say the left leg. It said it goes from the back down your right leg. If that's you, lift up your hand. Just lift up your hand. He's going to heal you right now. Run quickly down here. I saw it as clear as well. I said, Lord, both sides? No, he said just the right side. Back problems with shooting pains down the right leg. Pastor, I hope I'm not taking too long. Katabahastai. See, you... I don't want to talk this anointing away. Guys, preaching, teaching, healing with apostolic authority. Do you understand who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know where you are? Do you know who he's connected you to? I so want to talk about that, but I can't do it till tonight. Jesus, you're the healer. Jesus, I thank you that there's even angelic assistance right now working on the backs, the legs, the limbs, the vertebrae, the spine, the discs, every nerve that proceeds from the spine and around the disc that's causing the shooting pains down the right leg. I command their backs to be made straight right now. Angels, back adjustments in Jesus' name. Assist me in these alterations by way of my proclamation. I say to every person standing in this line, be made whole. Be made whole. It's okay. It's okay. You just stay right there if you want or not. Hallelujah. Be made whole. Yes. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole. Stretch your hands toward these. Now let me just teach you. Local churches need to. I've been with prophets and healing. When a minister's moving in the healing anointing, don't be a spectator. Don't be a spectator. You're making him pull the load all on himself, and the anointing will dissipate. He can't carry it. The atmosphere changes everything, but you can take your faith and your words and just your heart. You can cause that anointing to stay in the room. Jesus, you're the healer. Lord, I know. I sense angelic activity right now. I sense angelic activity right now. Angelic activity right now. In Jesus' name, change that. Change it. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Power of God is on you right now. Power of God is on you right now. Adjust that in the name of Jesus. Adjust that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Shooting pain no more. Thank you. Hallelujah. Are you in F? What are you in? A? Can you go to F? I'm just going to do this. I'm going to stand right beside you. And I'm going to turn this to Pastor. And I don't care if you don't know it. If you just hit the F, we can follow it, okay? We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. He cries, the Lord. Jesus, you're my healer. Jesus, you're my healer. Jesus, you're my healer. Jesus, you're my healer. Her cries, the Lord. I'll praise your name. I'll praise your name forever. I'll praise your name forever. I'll praise your name forever. Her cries, the Lord. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. You can be seated. What a service. What I love about Brother David is he's not rigid. He just so skillfully flows with the Holy Ghost. You say, but we didn't get a sermon. Yeah, we did. It might not have looked like the traditional sermon, but he was proclaiming and teaching and declaring truths and prophesying. Hallelujah. We're grateful, Lord Jesus, for what you've done this morning. Hallelujah. We're getting an offering ready, so just do what you need to do for Brother David. Personal, if you want to give cash, you know what to do. Write personal. That's going to, no tax receipt, cash only. That's going to bless him. We're just going to give it to him as a gift. And then you, for receipted giving, put your name and the amount. That's all. And make your checks out to Promise of Life. And we will give one to his ministry as well. Hallelujah. You know, I was in the back. I don't know, when was that, Jenny? I don't think Caleb was even born. Was Caleb just a brand new baby when we went to Florida? He was one. So that was 2013, the year doctor died. We were in Florida on a holiday. I was in a shower at this little condo, and the word of the Lord came to me. I'll never forget it as long as I live. He spoke. It sounded audible. It was so loud. He said, "The season is not yet, but the days will come where your voice will go over the television airwaves. So begin to prepare your heart now." That was 11 years ago almost. And I know the season is still not yet, but when he started talking about his dad's radio broadcast, the Spirit of God spoke to me. I've never heard that story before, but I heard the Spirit of God speak to me, and he said, and after the radio, his father went on television. And I thought, well, okay, Lord, are you trying to say something? And then the story progressed, and he told us how his father went on television. I knew that before he said it by the word of knowledge. And I heard and then of course he's saying that because God's trying to communicate something to us. And the day will come, but we're not going to force it. But the day will come, because there's a lot of dribble on Christian television. There's a lot of fluff, a lot of nonsense, a lot of waste of time interviewing. It's a bunch of garbage. Most of it, I'm so disgusted with Christian television, I don't even watch it, because I'm built for something different. I'm built like his dad. I'm becoming built like his dad. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. If we don't bring the word of the Lord and the power of God, we got no business wasting the airwaves. But there's a whole lot of placeholders right now. That's okay. Just let them have their little thing. Let them do their little shows. Don't worry about it. You don't have to support them or watch them, but this is a lot of placeholders, because God's raising up an army. We're not the only ones. There's many like us. Like he said, there's many voices that are coming into this region. God's going to raise up an army in this last day move of God, where it's not just going to be the dribble that we've seen. It's going to be the spirit and power of Elijah over those airwaves. But we have to develop. We have to be faithful. We have to precede that by prayer and by divine authority and order and worship. And I don't even know what to say. That anointing was so strong, I felt kind of drunk. I don't know. I've never been drunk in the natural. I know most of you have, you bunch of heathens. But I've never been drunk in the natural, because I've just been a pure boy. You know, Brother Greg, you know, we know that he knows what that feels like. Praise God. I'm just kidding. But I just, that kind of almost like that woozy, I don't know what to call it. I felt it in Pastor Nancy's services, where your legs don't work properly. And you just kind of feel weird all over. But that's that tangible anointing. That's because God was imparting through him to me and to you. And I'm so grateful for it, Lord. Hallelujah. So just pray with me that this thing will break forth. Pray with me at the right time the television will break forth. Pray with me that those 11-hour wages are going to break forth. And I believe we will have, I believe exactly what the Spirit of God said through him. It's the Spirit of God through him, but it's the Spirit of God. I believe exactly what he said. There'll be more fruit in this year. You know, can I just, I don't know what, I'm not very good at math when I'm woozy. I'm just curious. I haven't looked at this myself yet, but with just the pastors coming to the conference in India, and the average number of people in their churches, each of their churches, it's over 50,000 people that are hearing that message, because they're coming to receive impartation and they're going back to their churches and they're preaching the same messages. That's what they do. They come, they hear, and they go back and preach it. Sometimes they said to me that they'll preach what you preach to them. They'll extrapolate that and preach it for a whole year to their congregation, because that's revelation that they don't know. And many of them have multiple congregations. And so 50,000 is a very small number, because it could be as much as 10 times that in terms of how many multiple congregations those pastors have. But just that one trip alone, conservatively, is touching 50 to 100,000 people in terms of them going out and preaching to their churches. Now that's called multiplication, because you go to one church, you deal with those people, that pastor. You get pastors in a room, you deal with all the people that they're touching. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's just one conference next month, and that's already multiplying, because we don't have 50,000 people here. So I don't know how God's going to do it, but I just know that we're going to have more fruit this year. I believe that with all my heart than the last number of years put together. Hallelujah. You're a part of something bigger than yourself. I'm a part of something bigger than myself. It's not about the person. It's about magnifying the office and about the greatness. Like Pastor Nancy says, the greatness of his plan. This is our time. This is what he said, the Moed season. This is our time. He doesn't know. He's not our congregation member. He doesn't listen to our church on a regular basis. But if you're here, you know what I've been talking about. You know what I've been talking about for the last year. Brother David, you don't know. But I've been prepping them all of 23. About 24 this is a special time. This is a Moed season. This is a new beginning. I've gone into the third phase of my ministry. Things are going to start taking off internationally. And within the first week, Pastor Nancy said it publicly in front of all those ministers about international stuff and that spirit of boldness. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You can't orchestrate this in the flesh. That this is our time. If I could say it this way, this is our time. And we've got to pray. And we've got to worship. And we've got to take it all to another level. And we've got to give and we've got to reposition and structure our lives so that God can use us and just saturate this whole thing this year in prayer and get rightly positioned. Whatever you do, don't miss tonight because we need to hear what the Spirit of God is saying through him. Don't miss Wednesday night because he's going to continue. And please, on Sunday, next Sunday, Jenny's first day leading, but next Sunday, the 28th, a week today, I'm going to share some things that I pick up from part two of what I shared last week about some adjustments that have to be made in this ministry in order for us to run. God said, get distractions out. He said, pray things out and pray things out. He said, there's too many things attached to you, slowing you down. And I've been praying, and God's already talked to me in the last 2 days about a major thing that we have to get out. And it's not Brother Greg, but it's something that we need to talk about. So I'm going to be sharing that next weekend with you about stuff that we have to get out because we have to run faster. We have to be lighter and not have any weights around our ankles. And so there's a lot happening in the realm of the spirit and in the realm of the natural. There's a tremendous amount happening right now in our church. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for not making excuses and saying, I'm tired. I watch live stream. No, you get it because you're here. You get impartation because you make the effort. It's honor to make the effort to come. It's honor. When you make the effort tonight to come, it's an honor to Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you as they give this morning, as they give to this precious man of God, what a heritage, father, grandfather, great-grandfather in the ministry. What a heritage the Ellis family has brought to the earth. Lord, we're so grateful to know him. Lord, you know that I would see him play for Brother Copeland years ago, and I would say, Lord, I don't know if it's possible, but if it's ever possible, could I meet that man? Do you think he could come to my church one day? I know that's probably impossible because he runs with big boys. I'm a little boy. And Lord, by the divine associations of God, Pastor Nancy brought him in, and I connected with him, and here that request years ago is fulfilled this morning. He's here ministering in our church, leading our worship team, helping us. Oh, Jesus, I'm so grateful for you sending him and for him flowing with the Holy Ghost, the Word, and the Spirit today. We're so deeply grateful and deeply touched.